On January 30, the Boulder Police Department arrested Jimmy West, 53, for the July murder of 19-year-old Zaria Hardy. Hardy was discovered on July 14, 2024, when officers responded to a call about an unusual bike trailer in the 1800 block of Goss Street. Hardy's body was found on the bike trailer wrapped multiple times with a camping tent. The Boulder County Coroner's Office evaluated the body and determined that Hardy was repeatedly struck in the head, which was the primary cause of death. Asphyxia was also listed as a cause of death in the coroner's report. Days before the arrest, the Boulder Police Department obtained a warrant for West's arrest for first-degree murder. Detectives believe the victim and suspect spent time together within the homeless community of Boulder. Hardy's boyfriend, at the time of the incident, told investigators that he sold Hardy to West in exchange for drugs. Hardy was taken to West's tent about 500 feet from where she was later found deceased, according to the police affidavit. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation tested the tape that was used to cover Hardy's mouth and it matched microscopic evidence found on tape in West's campsite. The tent used to wrap up Hardy's body also contained West's DNA. The Boulder Police Homeless Outreach Team found West at Civic Park on the morning of January 30 and took him into custody. He appeared in court on Friday, January 31 and was issued a $10 million bond. In November, Colorado voters passed a constitutional amendment that allows judges to deny bail to first-degree murder suspects if the proof is evident and the presumption is great. Since the murder of Hardy occurred in July, West was entitled to a bond in this case. Public defender Jeff Giglio said there was a conflict with his office, so West needs to seek an alternative defense attorney. For this reason, West has not yet been formally charged with first-degree murder. He will be charged on Tuesday, February 4, when he is due back to court. Boulder Police Chief Stephen Redfern praised the officers, criminologists, victim advocates, and detectives for investigating and building the case that led to West's arrest. Chief Redfern also called the case tragic, and said more resources should be provided to people who need them so similar tragedies don't happen in the future. She should not have been living on the streets of Boulder and should not have been victimized and ultimately murdered on our streets, Redfern said. This case exposed the tragic reality that we, as a society, must do better. It is entirely unacceptable that this young girl lived and ultimately died on our streets. We must do better. We must have better resources, treatment, and intervention options so our most vulnerable are not able to be victimized.